Our reason why we're talking about battling cancer is because a lot of people want to be giving up and thinking there's no more like to keep moving forward. And a lot of people just see it as, oh, no more, like that's the end. But we see it as there's always something that you can push yourself forward to and motivate yourself. Like no matter what, you can still push yourself forward and beat cancer. I would honestly like to talk about my story and how I can relate about that. When I was like around 12 years old, my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer, and it was really hard for me and my family because at one point you think like, well, we don't know what breast cancer is, or we don't know anything about cancer. That's one thing I didn't know. I wasn't sure what cancer was. And when my mom received it, we didn't know what the symptoms were going to be, what was going to happen. But there's days that I'll be with my mom and I'll be laying down with her in her bed, and I'll be like always trying to cheer her up because she was always sad, thinking that, oh, if I ever go, just know that I'm gonna be here looking over y'all. And I would tell my mom crying, no, don't say that, please. Because, you know, being a kid, like, you wouldn't want to hear your mom say things that she was gonna go. And one day I was in bed with my mom laying down, and I was messing with her hair, and it started falling down. And that's what broke me a lot, because I was so confused and like, why is your hair coming off? And she told me it's part of the cancer. And every day, little by little, my mom would feel horrible, because at that time my dad wasn't really always there, being there by my mom's side. I guess he was distant because I guess he was just afraid. But it kind of hurt us because we were like, well, why is my dad not being there for my mom? And my mom, every day, she was trying to get up. And I was always there trying to help her, motivate her, make her laugh, say little jokes every time I can. And not let her think that it was the end of the world. That's why I'm telling y'all that no matter what, like, if you have, like, a family member or anybody, you can go volunteer. And don't make someone's day, because you can change someone's life. And let me tell you something. My mom's been freak cancer for 6 years, and it's amazing. It's really amazing knowing that your mom beat cancer. And just know that there's always hope out there. You just have to have faith and keep pushing yourself forward and not let yourself fall.